Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are at the word Yasiv. So the Gemara is first going to discuss whether a person can have a kapara, whether Yorshim can have a kapara through the Ola of their father. And we're going to discuss in general the relationship with a kapara for a deceased person. And we're going to try to give different examples whether we can prove that there exists such a concept from a variety of karbanos. Then the Gemara is going to pick another example on Amud Beis of a carbon that's not min amuvchar, because the pasuk says kiper and lo kiper, because that's going to come up in the initial conversation as well. So when it says kiper for lo kiper, so that obviously gives you an indication that it's a little bit here and a little bit there. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. The Gemara is going to discuss whether something could be mechaper on an asay that was violated after the hafrasha of the carbon. Normally we assume even the carbonola that's not mechaper on a los asay is mechaper for an asay, but what if that asay was only violated after the afrasha of the carbon? Will that carbon still have the capacity to be mechaper? So let's begin with Yosef Rav Nachum Rav Sheshes Yosef Rav Ad Bar Masna Gabayu V'yasvi V'ka'amri. They were sitting and they were saying as follows: Hadukamer Rabbi Lazar, that which Rabbi Lazar gave an answer to the kasha of Reish Lakish, that the main meratzin lama ba'in, the whole question that we were dealing with yesterday that Reish Lakish asked, I don't understand, how can you have a karban that's a valid karban, yet it's not going to be ol lebaylum shem chova? If it's not going to be meratza, then what's the point? Matzinu b'ba'in la'achar misa shem k'sherin v'meratzin. So Rabbi Lazar had given the answer that, what do you mean? We do have karbanos that clearly are not providing any ritzoy for the owner, and nevertheless are kosher karbanos, because a karban that's brought la'achar misa is a kosher karban, and yet does not provide any ritzoy on behalf of the owner. Well, lema le Reish Lakish, why didn't Reish Lakish respond to Rabbi Lazar that you can't bring me any raya from a carbon that's brought la'achar misa? Because it could be that hanunami laisuv lirtzu, that even that which is brought la'achar misa are meratze. You know for who? For the yarshim who are bringing them. Who says that the carbon remains in the rishus of the deceased, and therefore there's no ritzoy from that carbon? Maybe the carbon now belongs to the yarshim, and therefore there is ritzoy for the yarshim of the carbon. So how is that a raya at all? Amar lehen Rav Ad Bar Masna, yoledas im hi yalda b'nei mi yaldu. Now we'll prove very clearly that it does not provide ritzoy for the children, because the yoledas, there's no way that the carbon of a yoledas is going to in any way provide anything for the children, because they didn't give birth. So they don't need whatever ritzoy the carbonos of a yoledas provide. And therefore it's a strong raya that we do have this possibility of a carbon that is kosher yet does not provide ritzui. Maskev l'Ravasi, so Ravasi asks on that teretz, you know, we have a halacha that an ola is mechaper on a mitzvah asay, meaning for failure to do a mitzvah asay or for an avera of an isra asay. So just like an ola is mechaper, an ola is also mechaper, by the way, for a los asay shenitik l'asay, meaning for any los asay that you wouldn't get malchus for, because the Medrash tells us in Torah's Kohanim, by an olas nedava, v'nir tzolo, melamit shamakom rotzolo. Valma makom rotzolo, im tomra al dvarm shachiyav nalei misas pezdin, al misa b'dei shemayim, al karis b'dei shemayim, al malchus arbaim, al chatoz v'ashamos, harion shonamur. Everything else we already have a clear onesh for in the Torah. Valma makom rotzolo, al mitzaseh, al mitzaseh, say sheish v'kum asay. So dafka a mitzvah saseh, and they love hanita klaseh, where you can't get malchus. So we know that there is this idea that a carbon ola provides kapara for a mitzvah saseh. So man leimala and diika kama asay gaba lo mischapra. Who's to tell us that if the oledas needs kapara for a number of bitul asays, that her ola that she brings as the oledas is not mechaper for her? Meaning, you're right, the carbon of a yoledas provides some sort of ritzoy bitaras, her being a yoledas, and her children are not a yoledas. But the carbon of a yoledas can also provide cover for failure in a variety of mitzvos asay. V'kivin deika kama asay gaba mikapra yoshana mechapri. And it might be that element of the carbon of the yoledas that does transfer quite nicely over to her children, because they also are mevatel mitzvah saseh from time to time, and therefore you cannot prove from carbon lachar misa that you have such a thing as a carbon that provides no ritzui, even though it's a kasher carbon. Every carbon lachar misa might be providing ritzui, not for the bailim are dead, but for their children. So the Gemara discusses now, is it true that Yorshim become the owners, that they are kona, the carbon of their parents? L'meimra dekanyelu, do we mean to say that is it possible that the father's carbon is now acquired by the Yorshim, and they are now considered the Bailim on it, to the extent that they're going to receive kapara through that karban? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us that even though there's a halacha that a karban mincha is not subject to shutfus, not like every other karban nedava which can be brought b'shutfus, a karban mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus. Hiniach mincha l'shnei banav umeis. If a guy leaves a karban mincha and he has two sons, and the guy died and he has two sons, so before he had an opportunity to bring his karban mincha, what do the children do with it? Kreva ve'im bo shutfus. Don't worry, they could bring that karban, and you don't have to worry, oh no, but there are two of us, so aren't we shutfin? Isn't that possible by karban mincha? No, it's not a problem of shutfus. But v'yisal kadaitach kanyeluhu, if you hold that the Yorshim actually acquire the karbanos that their father left, v'nefesh amarachmana. The pasuk says v'nefesh, and we learn from the pasuk v'nefesh that dafka yachad brings a carbon mincha. You can't have shutfim. Meaning, what makes this not a carbon of shutfim? It can only be that it still belongs to the father, that it doesn't belong to the kids yet. Because if it belongs to the kids, there are two of them, and that by definition should make them shutfim. So don't you see from the halacha of a carbon mincha that the yorshim do not acquire the carbonos of their father? So the Gemara says, why? What's the other alternative though? V'lo kanyelu. What, you think the Yorshim are not kona their father's carbon? V'am Rabbi Yochanan hiniach behema l'shnei banav umeis. A guy leaves a behema, he dies and he leaves a behema that he had not yet been makriv, kreva ve'in memirin ba. It should be brought as a carbon, and the Yorshim cannot be memer with it. Normally someone's mafrish a carbon, and then he says on behema schulin, on another behema schulin, that this should be tamuras carbon zeh, it should be a tamura in place of the carbon. He has violated the Isra of Lo Yemirenu, the Isra of Tamura, and the Kedusha that he tried to get to be Chal on that Chulin Behema is Chal, but it was not removed from the original Behema, because that's what the Patara tells us. Vayehu utmuraso ye kodesh. Both of them are kodesh. That din is only true by a carbon shal yachid. That din is not true by a carbon sibur, nor is it true by a carbon of shutfim. So if shutfim were to try to do tamura is not Chal at all. And so says the Gemara, do you mean to tell me the Yorshim are not kona? Look, when two brothers inherit a carbon, we say ve'ein mimirin ba. Tamura is not chal. That makes it sound like they do acquire the carbon. They are shutvim. Says Gemara, yam bishlam kanyelahu haynu dein mimirin ba. If they acquire the carbon, it makes a lot of sense that the tamura is not going to be chal. Davilu shutvim, because they have a din of shutvim, and shutvim lo matzim mimirin. Shutvim cannot do tamura. Eliyam lo kanyelahu. But if you're going to tell me that the father's carbon is not something that is now owned by the children, they are not coded, emurinami limru, then they should even be able to do a tamura, because it is not a carbon of shutvim. The Gemara now didn't have to ask it this way. It could have just asked on the stira between what Rabbi Yochanan said, where it sounds like the Yorshim are kona, and what and the previous memra about the carbon mincha, that it sounds like they're not kona. So Tosafot points out that could have just been like the direct stira. So okay, but the Gemara asks it this way. So it says Gemara, no, shayni hasam, the din of tamura is different. That even though the Yorshim are not kona the carbon, still it's a gzeres hakasav, that even though they're not shutvim, they are not the owners of the carbon, that they cannot be meimer in the carbon, because the entire koach that the Yorish has to be meimer is the amakra im hamer yamir. So from the extra word larabos es a Yorish, that we darshan from there, from the double expression, to include even a Yorish. Chamesh. But Echad Meimir Vein Shtayim Meimir. But since it says it Peloshon Yachid, we have an extra drasha. Forget about the normal psul of Shutvim. The whole ability of a Yoresh to do Tumura, to affect Tumura, is from a pasuk that speaks Peloshon Yachid. So Memela can only be done by a Yachid. Now that's a sugya Maseches Tumura. How we know that a Yoresh can do Tumura. So what the Gemara is quoting now is Shitas Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda holds that a Yoresh cannot do Tumura, that no Yoresh can affect Tumura. Now, normally the rule is, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Vav tells us, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, Halacha Rav Yehuda. And yet, over here, we're just quoting like as if it's the only Shita that exists, the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan is passing like Rav Meir because there's a Stam Mishnah in Tumura that follows Rav Meir, and there's a rule that Halacha Ke Stam Mishnah. So even though there's a rule, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, Halacha Rav Yehuda, but there's also a rule, Halacha Ke Stam Mishnah. So that's what Tosfos points out over here. That's why we're following Dafka, this shita in the presentation, as if it's the only shita that a yorish can do tumura, but it's got to be only a single yorish. Maskev of Yaakov min Arpa Kod Elameata. If you're going to say this vart that Hamer Yamir tells us that it can't be two yorishim, Gabe Meiser Duchsiv, you know, by Pidyon Meiser Sheni, it says Vim Gaol Yigal, and the pasuk is Ishmi Masor Chamish So Yosef Alav. So we darshin from Gaol the Rabbo says Hayorish, that the Yoresh also adds a Chomesh when it comes to be Poda, his father's Meiser. So Hachinami, Echad Goel, Ve'im Shnayim Goelim. Are you going to make the same drasha that only a single Yoresh can redeem his father's Meiser Sheni and will be Chayiv to add a Chomesh, but two are not Goel and Mosef Chomesh? Says, no, Shiny Meiser, the Gabe Avunami, Isib Shutfus. Now, Meiser is a whole different story. There's reason to assume that Tumura is something that I need a drasha to tell me that it's got to be only one, because when it was in the father's possession, it also had to be only one. A behema of shutvim, a carbon of shutvim, is not eligible for tzmura. But by meiser, by pidyon meiser, even when the father was alive, it was eligible for shutvim. If the father was a shutvim with someone else, he also would have had to be mosif chomesh when he's pulled to the meiser sheni. Just like the bailim himself have a din of shutvim, whether it's biyach, whether it's barab, have a din of chomesh rather, whether they're alone or whether they're with other people. Yorshim also have a din of chomesh, whether the Yorish is alone or whether he's with other people. Tumur is different because even the Bailam himself, it's only knowing when he's alone, not when he's together in ownership with other people. But the Yorshim would only have that din, because they would match what the Bailam originally was as well. Amle Ravasi Ravashi Umina, from this very din that of a tumura of a yoresh, we could prove that a yoresh is kona. Because if he in fact is kona at the father's karban and he can get a kapara through it, then I understand why if he doesn't have a partner, he's at least eligible to affect tumura because it's his karban. But if he's never even kona the karban, how can he affect tumura? Rabbi Vo taught us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there are three dinim about a person who's giving from his own stuff for the benefit of other people. And these three dinim are, we'll see that the second one is relevant to us. These three dinim are, first of all, hamakdish mosav chomesh, that a karban that has a mum, is mischal on money. You mechal the carbon for money, and the kedusha of that carbon is now transferred to the money. And they buy another animal for a carbon with that money. When the bailim wants to come be mechal the carbon that developed the mum, he has to add a chomesh to the value of the carbon. But if anyone else wants to be mechal that carbon that has a mum, he doesn't have to add a chomesh. He's mechal b'shavyo. He does whatever its value is. That chiv chomesh, who is the Bailum when it comes to that din of Chomesh? So that Chiv Chomesh is totally in the Makdish, not in the Mischaper. Meaning, if I am Makdish a Korban for someone else to get a Kapara for it, and then it develops a Mum, the Makdish, if the Makdish is Mechal, he has to add a Chomesh. If I'm Mechal, I have to add a Chomesh. If the person who needs the Kapara wants to be Mechal the Behema, he does not have to add a Chomesh. That is halacha number one. Second, Umischaper, Sitzmura. If I am Makdish a Karban so that you can get Kapara, the Makdish cannot affect Tumura. Only the Mischaper, only the one who's achieving the Kapara through the Karban can get Tumura. He's considered the Baal HaKarban, not the Makdish. And the third is, V'atari Mishalol Shel Chavero, Tovus Hanah Shalol. That if I don't want you to have to be Mafresh Trumos HaMaisros, so I take from my produce, and I Mafresh Trumos HaMaisros for you, then the Tovus Hanah for that, for giving that Trumos HaMaisros, belongs to me. Because even though Truma it belongs to Shevet Kohuna, the Torah allows the owner of the Peros, the Zuchus, to choose which Kohen he wants to give it to. So that Zuchus is given to the Baal HaPeros, not the Baal HaTevel that the Peros are being taken from. So it's about whose Peros are going to the Kohen, not whose Peros are being fixed when these Peros are going to the Kohen. So who gets to choose where this Truma goes? The one who's actually giving up from his own produce. So now Rav Asi is asking from the second of these three dinim, that if it's true that the Yoresh is not Kona, his father's Karban, and he's getting no Kapara through it, then there would be no ability for him to do any Tamura, because it's Dafka the Meschaper, or Setamura. Only someone who's actually getting a Kapara could do a Tamura. Says the Gemara, Mikivalo Mechapra, Mikufyo Mechapra. It's true, the Yorish is not Meschaper with his father's Karban, a full Kapara, like as if he were the Bailim, but he is Mechaper, a Kapara that sort of comes on its own. So the Yorishim are not considered like the Bailim of their father's Mincha, in order that it should be considered a Mincha Sashutvim and ineligible for Akrava, but they do get enough of a Kapara that they're able to affect Tamura. Meaning it's sort of this quasi-state. Are they the owners? Well, not enough to be considered Shutvim, but are they the owners? Yeah, enough to be able to affect Tamura in some way or another. So now the Gemara goes back to what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that all Zvachim that are Nizbuchu Shlosh Shman are kosher, just not all the Bailim Shem Chava. We've been dealing with that extensively. So Yibayilahu, they raised the following Shaila. Kipru al Masha Ba'u or lo Kipru? Do these Karbanos, are they Mechaper when they're Shechta Shlosh Shman for the Chet that they were Hufresh for, or are they not Mechaper for that? So Amar Rav Shisha Bredi Ravidi Mistavra de lo Kipru, it must be that they're not Mechaper at all. Disalpadat of Kipru Sheni Lama Huba, because if they are Mechaper, why would you need to bring another one? Meaning the whole point of Eidol the Bible Shem Chava means that the Bible's got to bring another one. Why would he have to bring another one if he already got a Kapara with the first one? Isn't the whole point that there was no Kapara? Well, says the Gemara, but what's the alternative? Elamai lo Kipru. Why, you want to tell me there was no Kapara? Lama Hukarav. Well then, if there's no Kapara, why are you bringing it? So why is Rav Shisha questioning the chiv of bringing the second carbon more than the chiv of bringing the first carbon? So Rav Ashi, Rav Shisha b'rei Dravidi hachi kakashalei. Now here was his kasha. If they're providing no kapara at all, I understand the din of the Mishnah that a carbon that's shechted shelo l'shmo, even though it's not mechaper, it's still going to be brought because mikoach l'shmo ka'asi. Initially, it was hukdash to be brought l'shmo and to provide kapara. So once it had that kedusha, it had the kedusha of a carbon that could be brought l'shmo, even though it's not going to be mechaper, so I understand why you would still bring it. V'sheni lamu huba, and I also understand why you would have to bring a replacement, why you'd have to bring a second carbon lechaber to get the actual kapara that never happened with the first one. Eliyamet Kipru, but if you say that the first one provides some sort of kapara, then really sheni lama huba, then what's the point of the second karban? So that's why he was machria that the karbanos that they bring shalol l'shma are not mechaper at all. It's the only way to explain why you would bring both the first one, because that's what it was initially designated for, so it was sufficient kedusha to bring it, and the second one because it actually provides the kapara. So yibayilhu, I say the lachar fashem mechaper lo mechaper. If an ola is mechaper for the is an ola mechaper for the bailim, even for a violation of an asay that happened after he was makdash the karban, or no? Maybe the shas hakdasha is the determinant. Meaning, yes, an ola is mechaper for mitzvah asay, but maybe only for those mitzvah that were already violated, that the person had already failed to do, was already mevatel at the time that you were mafresh the karban. Mi amrina midedava achatos. Do we say, well, you know, when you're talking about the world of kapara, kapara, of karbanos providing kapara, you would compare it most logically to karban chatas. And therefore, ma chatas, dekodem arfasha in, delach arfasha lo. Just like karban chatas can only be mechaper for that which was violated before you were mafresh the karban, but not for that which you violate subsequently. Sa'af hachanami, dekodem arfasha in, delach arfasha lo. Maybe by the karban ola as well. Yes, it's mechaper for an assay, but only for old assays, not for assays you haven't done yet. O Dilma, lo dami lechatas, or maybe no, you don't compare an ola to a chatas. The chatas, I'll call chet v'chet ba'ili suye chadochatas, that you have to bring a separate chatas for each avera. So yeah, so because each avera needs a targeted chatas, so you cannot bring a chatas, you cannot be mafresh a chatas for an avera you haven't done yet, because every chatas is there to address a specific avera. Hach, kivin dika kama asei gabe mechapra asei delach rafash. You know, when it comes to which assay does an ola mechaper for, whichever ones you've done since the last time. You know, it's mechaper for all the assays at once. So if that's the case, so maybe it could be mechaper even for assays that come after the afrasha, because maybe the afrasha is not going to be as critical when it's not targeting a specific avera. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya now that an ola cannot be mechaper for an assay that is yet to be violated at the shas hafrasha. Tashma will bring a raya from the pasuk by karbonol. The pasuk says v'samach v'nirtza. Those words do not appear consecutively. It's v'samach yadal rosh ha'ola v'nirtza lo lechaper alav. But says the Gemara, what? V'chi smicha mechaperes v'loin kapara el bedam. Makes it sound like when you do the smicha, then v'nirtza, then there will be a kapara. Is that true? Kapara doesn't come from the smicha. Kapara comes from the dam. Shneamar ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. Smicha is not ma'akev the kapara. El matam lomrim samach v'nirtza lechaper shemasa l'smicha shiari mitzvah. It's telling us that if smicha is considered like shirayim of the mitzvah, meaning you don't treat it seriously, you treat it as if it's not something so significant, and you're not mekayim it, malo v'kasev kilu lo kiper v'kiper. We consider it as if you didn't get a kapara, even though you really did get a kapara, meaning it's not a complete kapara. It's mechaper, but the way Rashi understands, but not a kapara legami. My love, the keeper, I say, the kodem afrasha, low keeper, I say, the smicha, davle, I say, but low keeper, I say, the smicha, davle, I say, the lachar afrasha. What does it mean it provides a somewhat of a kapara? Doesn't it mean that it provides a kapara for everything that you every assay that you failed to do before you were mafrish? We know what it doesn't provide a kapara? For failure to do smicha, because that obviously happened after the afrasha. You just failed to do smicha, and that was after the afrasha, because mitzvah say of smicha is obviously at the time of the hakrava. So you see that an ola cannot be mechaper for an assay lachar afrasha, and smicha is just an example of such an assay. Amar Rav says not a good raya. Assay the smicha comments. Why you want to bring a raya that it's not mechaper for the assay the smicha, so it can't be mechaper for any assay after afrasha? Shiny hasa. No, that's different, because so long as you haven't shechted the karbonola, you still have the ability to be mekayim smicha. So you haven't yet even been mevatel the assay. You know when you were finally mevatel the assay of smicha? Amos kavi assay. When is it called the bitul assay? Lacha shchita. Only once you've already shechted, because then you can no longer do smicha. Lacha shchita lo kamibayla. There's no shaila, obviously, that a karbonola cannot be mechaper for the assays that you haven't even done yet at the time of the shechting of the karbonola. It's not going to be mechaper for things that come for future averos. The only shaila was whether the shas afrasha matters. At mafresh of karbon, can I still get a kapara when I shecht this karbon for things that happened after the afrasha? Smicha didn't happen between the afrasha and the shechita. The bitl of the smicha happens at the shechita, because that's when you can no longer do the smicha. So now, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, why do you have to say when it says keeper v'lo keeper that what it's not mechaper for is the assay of smicha? Ema, you could have just said a different understanding what keeper velo keeper is, what this quasi kapara is. That keeper gavra, that the bailim gets a kapara from the averos that he has and saves him from suffering yisurim because of his averos. And lo keeper kame shamaya, but klape shamayim to do nachas ruach takodesh baruch hu, that is not, he didn't do that because he didn't do the mitzvah the proper way. He didn't do what the ideal mitzvah min al-muvchar should have been. So Gemara brings another example of a karban that's not min al-muvchar, where it also says kiper below kiper, and we see that it's an indication of just being not min al-muvchar. After all, milo tnan, doesn't the Mishnah in the 14th parak of Maseches Nagayim tell us about the tara of a mitzora, that I guess that's a dafyom coincidence, that after the placing of the shemen on the tnuch ozan and bahonos yadov raglov, that of the mitzora, it says vanoser b'shemen asher al-kaf, that whatever oil is left over, you put on the rosh ha-mitaher l'chaper alav l'fnei Hashem. So im nitein kiper, sounds like if you put the shemen on his head, then it's mechaper. Im lo nitein lo kiper, but if you don't put it on his head, it's not going to be, he's going to be mechusar kiporim, he's going to be asur to have kachim. So v'imlotin nitein lo kiper, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, that no, shiyare mitzvahin, that's not part of the ikur kapara, it's a shiyare mitzvah. Bein shalonitin kiper. Malin alav kiilu lo kiper. Yeah, whether you put it on his head or you don't put it on his head, he's going to get a kapara. It's just that we treat it as if he didn't get a kapara. What does that mean? That he gets a kapara, but it's as if he didn't. My kiilu lo kiper. What, you want to tell me if that means, it's as if he got no kapara at all, he has to bring more shemen and start all the matanos again? That can't be what Rabbi Yochanan means, because Amrit Beinitin Beinlonitin Kiper. Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri said that he got his kapara, so it can't be that we have to repeat the entire process. El Kiper Gavra, Lo Kiper Kame Shemaya. No, what Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri must mean is, yeah, he got his kapara, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not particularly happy with him. He didn't really do it in the best possible way. He didn't do the mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Hachanami, kiper v'chulei. So over here also, you have this notion of kiper gavra and not kiper klapi shemaya by a korban that's brought without smicha. We do see very clearly is this notion of like a lechatchila and a bidyavid that the Gemara is suggesting, at least within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, within the din da'oraisa. You know, these are psukim, dinim da'oraisa. There is a comment that the Ritva has in Masechta Sukkah that you never find a lechatchila and a bidyavid by a da'oraisa. That a da'oraisa is just, it just is. You never find that there's such a thing of a lechatchila and a bidyavid. It's a little bit strange because lechari you do find it, and here's just another example of where you find it. Anyway, so says Gemara, hasam nami kiper matan bahonos lo kiper matnas harosh. Now you know what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri meant, that kiper matan bahonos but not matnas harosh. In order for the kapara to happen, he needs to bring other shemen to put on the rosh hamitzora, and he's disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if you don't put the shemen on the rosh hamitzora, then you haven't even fulfilled the matan bahonos. They have to start the entire process all over again. So it turns out Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he says kiper v'lo kiper, he doesn't mean to say in the schaper gavra but klapi shemaya Kodesh Baruch Hu is upset with him. No, he means to say that you've done part of the job, but you haven't finished the job yet. So by smicha as well, you could say the same thing, that if he's a makar of a carbon without smicha, he's mischaper on that which he brought the carbon for, but he was not mischaper on the bittul hasmicha. So the Gemara goes back to the suffix that we raised before. Kaparas asei la'achra frasha. And we're going to try to bring another raya from a different price. So Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kivsei atzeres. Also, as we lead into Shavuos with Sfiras Omer, kivsei atzeres, the kvasin that you bring for the carbon and Shavuos. Lamehin ba'in, what's their purpose? So the Gemara, before we answer that question, says, what? Kivsei atzeres, shlamim ninhu. They're not there for a kapara, they're a carbon shlamim. So how is Rabbi Shimon going to give an answer that they're coming to be mechaper for something? We're going to say, Tumas Mikdash Gudashav, they're a shlamim, they shouldn't be mechaper for anything. Elasi'ire atzeres lamehin ba'in. Wrong question. What we meant to ask is, the si'ire atzeres, that are chatos, what do they come for? Okay, now that we know what the question is, the answer is, al tumas mikdash ukedashav. They're brought for the sake of tumas mikdash ukedashav. The shtei siri chatos that are brought by atzeres, one of them it says in Vayikra Chav Gimel Parshas Emor with the other korbanos atzeres that you bring shtei alechem. The other one is in the Parshas Musafim in Bamidbar Chav Ches with the other musafei haregel Parshas Pinchas. So there's a lot of Torah on the placement of the different korbanos in different parshios. What each parsha and the two different parshios amoladim, what each one is coming to highlight, but not right now. So we know that there are two shtei siri atzeres that are brought. What's their purpose? Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So now Rabbi Shimon asks, Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon Sheni Lamakarav. Once you already were Zorik the Dam of the first Seir, why are you Makarav the second Seir? You already got your Kapara on all the Tumos that happened before the Akrava with the Zrika Sadam of the first Seir. So Gemara says, no, you know what it's there for? Al Tumas Sha'ora Bein Zelazeh. Any Tumah that happened between the Hakrava of the first one and the Hakrava of the second one. Emer Me'ata, Ru'in HaYisrael, Lakav Kom Nisayim, B'chol Eis V'chol Sha'a. That's ridiculous. Meaning the Gemara is saying, you're going to have, you need a Kapara for any Tumah that happened in the last 2 seconds. I brought the last carbon, now it's over. Now I might have become Tumah, there might have been Tumah again, so I need to bring another carbon. Then you have to bring carbon every second of your life, because there might have been another Tumah, might have been another Tumah, might have been another Tumah. That's crazy. So it's Ela Shechisei Chakosov. Yeah, that's actually the truth, but we're not chayiv to be mechaper at all moments, only when the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a little rachmanos on us, that we're not going to have to constantly bring carbonos every second. So says Mara, but wait a second, what does this tell us about Asei La'achar Afrasha V'ahacha? In this case, the Tumah that happens between the Hakrava of the two Sirei Atzeres, when was the Hafrasha of that second Sa'ir, of that second goat of the Atzeres? Clearly before, it was clearly before the Akrava of the first one, the Asei D'Lachar Afrasha, and therefore the Tumas Mikdash Kedashav that you violated in between was after the Afrasha, and look, the Chamechabra, and still it provides a Kapara. So says Gemara, you're right. If they were mafresh both Seirim at the same time, you're right, the second Seir should not be able to be brought, because it's not mechapara on any Tumah that happened after its Afrasha, and it doesn't add any Kapara to the Kapara that the first one already provided. So maybe in a chinami, if you're mafresh both of them simultaneously together, then it's not mechaper. Maybe the Hafrasha happened at separate times, so the second Sa'ir is not mechaper it's only mechaper on things that happened after the Hafrasha of the first one, not after the Hakrava of the first one, because the first one can't be mechaper for anything that happened after its own Hafrasha. So as long as granted the Hakravos are very, very close to each other, but as long as the Hafrashos are not so close to each other, the second one still has what to be mechaper on. So says the Gemara, v'leik v'leimele l'kra d'chi k'siva b'zeach arzeh k'siva. Now can you say that the pasuk is talking about only in a case where you mafrish one after the other? The chiyuv of the Hakrava of the Shnei Siri Atzeres is every single year, and it sounds like regardless of how they did it, it doesn't sound like that there's a requirement of being mafresh them at separate times. Tosfos writes that the Gemara's kasha can't be that it's not mistaver that the whole mitzvah of Shnei Seirim is only when you're mafresh zeh achar zeh, because then the Gemara's answer is not going to work. The Gemara's answer of Lei Bezin Masan Leim, because it's not mistaver that the whole chiyuv of Shnei Seirim is only on smach of a Tanai Bezdin. So you have to say the Gemara's kasha is the fact that we bring it every single year, that it's dochak to say that they were mafresh b'zeh achar zeh. So the Gemara's answer is Amar Papa. You're trying to bring a raya that they're mechaper on aver lachar afrasha from karbanos sibur. Nah, shiny karbanos sibur, the lev based in kamas alein. Karbanos sibur is different, because even if the kohanim are mafresh the shnei seirim at the same time, the second afrasha is only going to be chal right at the time of the hakrav of the first one, in order that it should be mechaper on all the tumults that happened in between. Meaning in a chinami, normally you'd be right that a afrasha cannot be mechaper, that a karban cannot be mechaper for anything that happened after the afrasha, and you might look at the shnei seirei atzer and say, oh, the Hafrasha is happening at the same time. It looks like it's happening at the same time. It looks like it's happening 1 second apart from each other. But there's a Tanai based in that the second carbon's Hafrasha is only going to be Chal at the very last moment. So even though the Maisa is being done now, the Chalos is happening later on. The Chalos is happening at the very last moment. Where do we ever find such a thing that there's a Lev based in Masna? Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Just like we find Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbanos Tzibor, Sakin Moshachtan, L'ma Shehen. only at the Shas Shechita do they actually have the full Shem Korban at the time of the Shechita. Because we have Allah that after the first day of Nisan, you have to bring Korbanos Chova of a Tzibur from the Lishcha of the Shana Chadasha, from the New Year's funds. So if they buy before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they buy Kvasim for the sake of using it for a Korban Tamid, and they use the old money, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, so now it's just brought the Ketz HaMizbeach. It's brought as an Olas Nedava for a Tzibur. It's not brought as a Tamid. It can't be brought as a Chovas HaTzibur. It has to only be a Nidvas HaTzibur if it's from the old money. So, when we bought the animal, we were Makdish at L'Shem a Korban Tamid. So what do you mean? How could I be Lev Bezin Masna, that it's not called a Korban Tamid until the Shas Shechita. So by the time of Shechita, you already have rejected it as a Korban Tamid because it's last year's money, so now it can still be used as a Nidvas Hatzibur. So says the Gemara, how could you say that Rabbi Shimon is telling me that the afrasha of the second seder is not chal until the time that you're makrovit? Does Rabbi Shimon hold of this notion of lev bezin masalein? To me, then shlohutzruch letzibur ledivrei Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you have tamidim that are not needed by the tzibur, so they cannot be nifta without a mum. According to the Chamim, yes, they can, because Rabbi Yochanan has a Kabbalah. There's this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chamim, what the halacha is by such sheep. That according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't say leiv bezin masna aleihem, that if the tzibur didn't need it for a Korban Tamid, so the Kedusha's paka, the Kedusha just disappeared. No, it still actually has Kedusha's Korban Tamid, and therefore they're brought b'toras, olas nedavas tzibur l'keitz ha-mizbeach. But according to the Chachamim, leiv bezin is masna on these kvasim that come from the old money, that if Echad B'Nisan comes and they couldn't bring him as a Korban Tamid of this year, so there is no Kedushas Haguf of Korban Tamid at all. All it has is Kedushas Damim, so you could be po to them, and the animals will become Chulin, and it will be used for Trumas HaLishcha. So then you'll have to buy from the Trumah Chadasha new Korbanos Tamid. So if Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the whole concept of Lev Bezin Masna, you can no longer say that Rabbi Shimon holds that Mikoch Tanai Bezin, there's no, the hafrasha of the second seder for Shavuos is not going to be chal until it's absolutely needed. No, and therefore the Gemara's initial raya comes right back that if the seder is not mechaper on nasei lachra frasha, then what's the point of the second seder? If you were mafresh both of them at the same time, what's the second one being mechaper for? No, it must be that it's able to be mechaper for things that happened after its hafrasha. That's the raya. Now we mentioned over here that this idea of shnei seirim lechaper, of the shnei seirim on Shavuos. So the Das Akedim, Bali Atosos, points out, he says, yesh makshim, there are a lot of people that ask the question, why is it that a musaf of Shavuos, we don't say shnei seirim? The Gemara in Zvachim tells us, shnei seiri atzeres would come to be mechaper, and even though the Rishon was already mechaper when they're makrovit, they would still have to bring the second one to be mechaper for the tumah that happened between the two of them. So since they're both karbanos that are coming to be mechaper, we should have mentioned it in the musaf of Shavuos. So that's what that's the kasha that the Das Akedim Bali Atosos raises. Now I saw in the Panine Halacha section of the Masifta over here, he points out that to explain the Bali Atosos, he brings a Minchas Avran, that the Musafim that are brought on the Chag are for Chovas Hayom. The Chag is Mechayev, those Korbanos Musaf. He says the Korbanos in Parshas Emor are not really about the Chag of Shavuos. The Korbanos in Parshas Emor, the Pasuk says, Mimachmas HaPesach, you bring an Omer to be Matir the Chadash in the Medina, to be Matir the Chadash in Eretz Yisrael, and after you count 50 days, you bring Shtei Alechem to be Matir the Chadash in the Mikdash. And together with that Shtei Alechem, you bring a Seir and other Korbanos. So those Korbanos come not as a function of the Kedushas Yom HaChag, but as a function of the 50th day of the Omer. So even though the 50 days, it concludes with the Chag, they're not there, Machmas HaChag, and that's why they're not mentioned in the Tefillah. The Tefillah is only for those Kabanos that are coming Machmas HaChag, which is this amazing thing, that it always will be, at the, you know, it will always coincide, 50th day of the Omer and Shavuos, because that's how we determine when Shavuos is, yet certain Kabanos are not a function of the Yom Tov, but rather they're a function of 50th day of the Omer. So if that's the case, the Korban Musaf, the Tefillas Musaf may only include some of the Korbanos and not other Korbanos. Our Gemara is also used as a raya in the discussion, just parenthetically, of whether one is supposed to say a parsha of Chatas each and every day. The Magen Avraham points out that a person needs to have a Yediyah B'tchila if he's going to bring a Korban Chatas. So how could it possibly be that we should say a parshas chatas, you know, the Bach says with it tonight, that if I was chayav chatas, if there's no yediyah b'tchila, then there's no makom for a chiyav of chatas. So this discussion of shnei se'irim, maybe we'll pick up with that tomorrow if we have a chance, maybe not, but this discussion of shnei se'irim sheds light on that Magen Avraham and how we could say a parsha of chatas, which our minig is not to do, but how one would say a parsha of chatas each and every day in the Kabbalah.